This is SD along with Lady V. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. And you have just tuned in to Lady V's weekly devotional episode. And I am certain it is not by chance. So stick around. You just may get exactly what you need. Today's food for thought laid before you is coming out of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, with the devotional entitled, Waiting for God's Best. It's the meal you've been waiting for, so let's dive right into it. Genesis 2 and 18 says, Now the Lord God said, It is not good, beneficial, for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper, one who balances him. Counterpart who is suitable and complementary for him. Now, our time is precious and we want to spend it wisely. I'm sure we can all agree no one wants to waste time in the wrong relationship. That's why God's original plan from the beginning started with giving Adam the wife that was just right for him. So God created Eve, God's best for Adam. God had an original plan for Adam and Eve, which would serve a purpose to be a successful relationship. And it is the same plan for all that desire to have God's best today. You see, God considers your purpose and that you are a treasured gift. You are loved by God. He doesn't want you to just settle for anyone without a heads up from Him about the fit. As a matter of fact, God's best isn't something He would just throw together like a continental breakfast. God's best was created to fit into your life like that missing puzzle piece that makes the picture look like the original design. So, don't rely on the opinions of others. Seek God for the real background check. God wants to prepare the right person that can grow with you, appreciate you, and most importantly, love you like Jesus. No doubt, that's that faithful love, but it involves waiting for it. Anyone chosen for you by God is worth the wait. Now let's keep in mind that no one is perfect but Jesus. However, God can bring you together with the one that is perfect for you. He knows everyone's heart and motive in life. To clarify, the right person is without an agenda other than to please God. God wants you to have someone that is not going to check out when things get tough, but are there for the long haul. Beloved, waiting on God for His best will save your heart from being devalued by someone that was never made for you. With this in mind, pray about it, wait, and receive the one that God has already created to love you. Leave it to God, trust the process, and wait for God's best. As I close out, let me leave you with something. In Psalm 84 and 11, it states, The Lord is our protector and glorious King, blessing us with kindness and honor. He does not refuse any good thing to those who do what is right. Now, if I could sum that up, I would say this. Waiting for God is doing what is right. He won't keep anything good from you. He's going to protect you from all that's not good for you. Have faith in God. Jesus is Lord. If you were encouraged in any way, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new hope-filled content. For more of Lady V's uplifting devotionals, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/devotionals. While you are there, if you like our content, feel free to buy us a coffee. We would appreciate your support. Follow and like us on social media. sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Do you like merch with positive messaging? Go on over to our online store. Join us next time for She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.